Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Gaddafi's hometown being grabbed back from Islamic State. Libya's UN-negotiated unity government is claiming an offensive that's close to driving Islamic State militants from the coastal city of Sirte is evidence it is making progress that lasts in establishing its credibility. The offensive, which has made rapid advances in the past 3 days, is boosting hopes the struggling government of National Accord may be able to build up a new Libyan army on the back of the success and encourage militias loyal to a rival government in the east of the country to defect. Police in the southeastern U.S. city of Orlando, Florida, say approximately 20 people were killed and 42 were injured in a shooting at a gay nightclub, an incident authorities say is being investigated as an act of terrorism. Orlando Police Chief John Mina told reporters about the police response.
Our SWAT officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The suspect is dead. He appeared to be carrying a rifle, assault-type rifle, and a handgun, and had some type of device on him.
One person who had been in the club said he heard as many as 40 shots. Violent clashes between rival football fans broke out in two separate French cities on Saturday, marring the international tournament and rehashing questions about security at the event. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after hundreds of British and Russian soccer fans threw beer bottles and chairs at each other, and police struggled to control several violent brawls that broke out in the narrow streets surrounding the area. Later, Russian supporters charged the English side, forcing fans to scramble away and climb fences. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is condemning Saturday's deadly attacks on a Shiite shrine in a Damascus suburb. A statement from Ban said reports from local monitor groups in Syria said several civilians, including women and children, were killed and many others wounded in what he called an appalling terror attack claimed by ISIL. UN chief said those responsible for attacks on civilians must be held accountable. Iraqi government forces met heavy resistance from Islamic State militants in their weeks-old offensive to retake the Anbar provincial town of Fallujah. Edward Uranian reports from our Middle East Bureau in Cairo.
Iraqi government forces and their Shiite militia allies fought to wrest the Anbar province bastion of Fallujah from Islamic State militants Saturday amid conflicting reports on progress. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi claimed during a visit to the battle zone Saturday that government forces were advancing along a new front from the west of the city. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance, despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party nominee Donald Trump spoke to a Pennsylvania rally where he criticized 2012 nominee Mitt Romney's criticism of him as setting a dangerous example for Americans. Romney told a meeting of some of the party's top strategists and donors that Trump is promoting trickle-down racism. Trump replied by blasting Romney for his failed 2012 campaign against President Obama.
I backed John McCain big league. And he lost. I backed Mitt Romney, and he choked, and he lost. And I said, this time, folks, we're going to do it ourselves. We're going to win. We're going to win. We're winning.
Trump also criticized former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, as unfit to be president. Authorities in southern China say at least 3 people are missing and thousands of other people have been trapped in their homes since floods inundated villages in Guangdong province late last week. The local weather bureau says massive rainstorms saturated the region with as much as 13.4 centimeters of rain. And the Philippines' outgoing president has cautioned his fellow citizens to be avid about defending their freedoms and democracy as a new hardline president is set to take office. Benigno Aquino, speaking today on the 118th anniversary of the country's Declaration of Independence from Spanish colonial rule, warned President-elect Rodrigo Duterte could take an authoritarian path reminiscent of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.